Tacky, I think, would indicate older style, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
And slouchy would be careless in this attire.
Well, could both of these words be applied to women as well as men?
Yeah.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
dressed up.
And if you were talking about a man, would you use the same term, or would you use something different?
Well-dressed, I might apply to either one, but I guess more you would use that more concerning a man. But you could see a well-dressed woman, too.
What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he's certainly what for his age?
Spry?
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old dilapidated house that spirits might live in?
Haunted house.
A person might be afraid to pass a cemetery at night because he'd be afraid of seeing...
ghosts.
What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Like a black cat.
Mm-hmm. A term for all kinds of objects that are supposed to bring bad luck.
Oh, there's a way down. Sometimes the book just like a haunt is used for a noun as well as for a verb sometimes.
What do people in this area say will bring bad luck? Are there any particular things that are supposed to bring bad luck?
Well, of course, there are a lot of old superstitions. Now, I wouldn't say how many people believe any of them or even use the terms, but of course, if a black cat crosses your path or... and what are some of them? There are the different ones. You know, a great many of those, of course, came with the Negroes.
Uh-huh.
But some of them, the Negroes learned from the white people.
Oh, really?
Yes. You see those, some of those early people from England and Scotland and all brought many superstitions with them.
Yeah, I suppose they did. Mm-hmm.
Because... well, the old ballads and all, you know, all the... So some of them, they say the Negroes learned from the white people.
That's quite interesting.
But of course the Negroes were very superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
And they put, that's a superstition, not something to bring bad luck, but to bring good luck, you threw the beanholes in the path or in the road.
Well, that's interesting.
I bet you've seen those and wondered why they were there.
You know, I have, and I just never thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
good. It's good luck.
And that's bad luck. That's quite
interesting. Brings good luck.
Uh-huh.
That's good luck.
Uh-huh. Well, what do people call a person who brings bad luck?